Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. J. Roberts is a singer, songwriter, and the founder of Performance Hub USA Education Foundation, Inc., which was founded in 2014. Since its inception, it has provided programmatic activities of all varieties to benefit the Torrington community and beyond, specifically using music as a foundation for creative expression. In 2017, the foundation is transforming and evolving in new and exciting ways, and Jay Roberts is here to talk all about it. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Jay Roberts here on Nutmeg Chatter. Jay Roberts, welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's always great to talk to you. I enjoy the work that you do as both a proprietor of and founder of Performance Hub, as well as your music, of course.
Oh, thanks so much.
So, absolutely. And when we had you come in before, we focused on the music portion of it,
yes,
which was fantastic. So I'd like to now focus on the new and exciting ways that Performance Hub will be evolving through the end of 2017 and beyond, because I recall when it was on the second floor there of on Main Street, and
the good old 79 Main Street.
Absolutely. And then it continued to evolve and take different shape. And I recall many of the different programmatic activities that you have done. I know that Julia Autumn Ford, I remember taking a songwriting course, and then from there to look at the trajectory of where she is now with Belle of the Fall with Tracy Walton. I think that's an incredible success story. It's one of the many success stories of the Educational Foundation.
It sure is. I remember seeing Julia at Infinity Music Hall. It was probably about early 2014, and I remember mentioning to her that, hey, I know there's people that could help you, and I was thinking specifically at the time of Tracy Walton, who runs On Deck Sound Studio, and I had already made connections. He'd joined us on our board, and so right away it was like instant success. I'm just getting resources to people, and look what happened is they teamed up. She not only put out an album of her own music, but then they formed Belle of the Fall, and they've seen national success.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been great.
They're about to go out on a national tour, which is very exciting for them. So that's just one of the things, but in one of the building blocks of that success started.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Performance Hub.
One of the many success stories.
Now, Performance Hub wound up becoming a literal performance hub in the sense of it moved into what was then the former Arts Desire location at the corner of Water Street and Main. And you put a lot of renovations into that, that location, and so many acts came through Torrington through Performance Hub.
Absolutely, we've had everything from local up and comers to seasoned professionals, national, international. We've had Hall of Famers there. It's really been amazing.
Yeah, and you had as well the open mic nights, which were always very popular. And then most recently, you had the speakeasy performances, the poetry readings, and that was very popular as well.
Absolutely. That blew up right away thanks to Patty Martin, who hosted that and really took charge of that. So these are all things that it makes it so bittersweet, is because that we had so many successes. To lose the physical location of the Performance Hub as we move forward and transform, it's, we'll definitely be able to help people in other ways, but it'll always be sad, to see that go, because we've seen so many wonderful successes and we had the physical location to do it. But hey, all good things must come to an end, or at least transform into something cooler.
But, and with some of the other programmatic activities that you have done have been outside of that particular location. For instance, your work with Main Street Marketplace.
Yes.
Which was interesting that you actually worked on the Main Street Marketplace and focused on helping that community, that was on Main Street, and that is on Main Street. And it wasn't like specifically geared towards getting people into Performance Hub.
Right.
It was working towards getting people to come to downtown Torrington.
Absolutely.
And participate in the entire process. And Main Street Marketplace, you know, this year and the year past as well, has continued to become a success,
mm-hmm.
a huge success for Torrington. And, you know, great shout out to the work that you and Chris Roberts and
Ed. Yep.
And everyone on that mm-hmm. committee does to make sure that it's a success. So
nice.
It's another programmatic
yeah.
activity that just happens to be outside a physical location. You mentioned it was bittersweet that I guess we shouldn't bury the lead. The physical location mm-hmm. will be closing, but in its place will mm-hmm. be a different focus that's going to move Performance Hub, the educational foundation,
yes.
forward in a new and exciting direction.
Absolutely. Really, the physical location closing is about as, you know, ending as the Performance Hub is experiencing. Absolutely, there's a transformation there. And, you know, having a physical location obviously has its many blessings, but it's almost like having a really huge dog. You just mm-hmm. can't go anywhere. I mean, even with Main Street Marketplace and the planning that we did for that, I would say it really didn't help the Performance Hub, because really the entire time that I was working for the Main Street Marketplace, once again, that was sort of taking me away from the Performance
right,
Hub's
you
physical
were working
location.
On that
yeah.
and you weren't, exactly.
Yeah, and that's, I just keep running into those things where there's other endeavors that I'm involved in where it continually takes me away from that physical location. So it's, yeah, we just find that there's so many other ways to serve the community, not just Torrington, but the Northwest Corner, Connecticut, even the region.
That's right. There's some mobility mm-hmm. that this affords you, as well as I guess there would, you know, certainly be some positives to having a physical location, but there's also the other aspects of things. For instance, a sunken fixed cost every month
yes.
that can take away from other activities that you may want to accomplish.
Definitely. And there's a lot of, you know, questions, a lot of why is the hub closing, and or, you know, what's happening? People haven't really been told exactly what's going on, because we sort of wanted to wait and before we spilled the beans and say, okay, here's really what's happening.
Sure.
And absolutely having that physical location is part of, you know, our transformation, or, you know, closing that location. But I think that people are going to be happy to see the things that we're able to bring to the community because, yeah, we don't have that fixed cost. You know, the money can go to other things. And, you know, people define success in a lot of different ways. You know, if as a nonprofit, it's probably pretty rare, at least around here, to have a nonprofit who's really just overloaded with money and has no problems. You know, you build in a revenue structure that helps sustain the organization, but it's not always really reasonable to say, well, I want to be able to pay, you know, 10 different people great salaries. And, you know, it usually comes down to being more like volunteer based. And I was mm-hmm. willing to do that. And I said, well, you know, I would like to volunteer my time, you know, to make this happen. And I think that as a nonprofit for our mission, I think we were more than 100% successful. I mean, we were 100 million times successful. Financially is different. We weren't really building in a revenue structure that would allow for lots of people to have jobs, you know, to pay for their jobs. And a lot of people don't understand the structure of a nonprofit either, mm-hmm. where they think you don't make any profit. It's not that at all. It's just how you use that profit. You know, we couldn't turn around and say, well, hey, if I made $1 million, I get to take half of that. It's not like that. As a nonprofit, you have to put it back in. So
there are specific rules and regulations.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's basically like any other regular business, but, you know, we weren't trying to put in a fixed, you know, revenue structure to sustain, you know, big salaries and things. So we knew that at some point it could come down to, like a lot of other nonprofits, to either change with the times or simply just stop and end. And we said, well, luckily the Performance Hub has a lot of options open to us. We definitely don't have to stop, you know,
right.
But we're like, but we can get rid of the physical location. And there's a lot of opportunities we've missed because we had the physical location as well. We couldn't go to the other corner of the state and participate in other educational, you know, fairs or really anything. It's just, I mean, yeah, sorry, I got to get back.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take our first break. Then when we come back, let's talk about some of the successes, the past successes of Performance Hub, some of the favorite moments that you look back on as it relates to what's transpired, not just at that location, but since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll transition and talk about what are some of the things that are coming up, or what are some of the ideas that will move it forward in 2017. Sure. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Jay Roberts here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in the studio at WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio, is Jay Roberts. Jay Roberts is the founder of, or I should say the co-founder, because
co-founder,
Chris
yes.
Roberts as well is a co-founder of Performance Hub USA Education Foundation. And it's so as just bringing that up to the forefront, it's not just you, it's also Chris. And a whole bunch of other people, right?
Absolutely. I really cannot take full credit for anything that's ever happened at the Hub. The idea really was mine and Chris's pretty much at the same time. And really, we were taking bits and pieces of things that had already existed, whether it was locally in the music scene or nationally, or just ideas that nobody had really put together, you know, the way we did. And we were proud that we sort of innovated a new business model insofar as the way we put them together and what our goals and our mission was. But there are so many people to thank that it'd be ridiculous to even try. I mean, the volunteers, I mean, everyone from, especially Manny, Big Nick, Little Nick, you know, Darcy, all the people, the community service people who, you know, they had to work off a debt and they stayed. They were like, you know, can I come back next week? And I said, but you don't have any more hours. And they're like, well, I know, but can I still help? These people just, we have a lot of people who stepped up and they were like, wow, I want to be a part of this. So I absolutely could not have done it by myself. So I definitely want to thank everybody who had anything to do with that, whether it was, like I said, the volunteers, all of the organizations, whether it was AIM, On Deck Sound Studio with Tracy Walton, the Torrington Downtown Partners, especially.
Certainly. Yeah.
You know, there was a little rumor going around that I heard from them that somebody said that it was the reason why the Hub is closing is because, you know, the landlords just weren't cooperating with us. And, you know, so now we have to go. And that's not it at all. The Torrington Downtown Partners have been great for us. And they've always been there for us. So I've got nothing negative to say about those guys. So and we want to thank them very much, you know, to help us in our growth and expansion.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, there's a whole community, it seems, that comes together to try to promote the good things that happen in Torrington and the Hub.
Yeah.
Was a hub for that and
right.
Can continue to be a hub for that. What are some of the favorite memories that you have of that particular location itself? Could it be, if I dare say so, there are certain events that stick in my mind, you and your brother performing. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Depends on which night you're talking about.
Well,
it's always good to perform with my brother, Chris. Yeah, he's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, whether it was some of the moments, like just having somebody who maybe they used to have music in their life and now they're re-inspired, but, you know, they're timid. They don't know what they're doing. You know, maybe they play a little bit of guitar, but they don't know anything about the microphones and they're scared. Getting somebody up on the stage, you know, we lock the doors and say, okay, here's how you do this. Here's where this goes, you know, and all of a sudden they've got their confidence. They get it. Then a week later and weeks to follow, I see they're posting on Facebook and all their other social media outlets that they're at this open mic and that open mic and they're playing at a backyard party and they're having a good time. And it's like, that makes me feel really good. There's a lot of those success stories. As far as some of my favorite moments per se, really, when I look back on some of the funny things that have happened, where interacting with some of the people that have come through there to play, whether it was, you know, Eddie Seville
sure.
and Steel Rodeo, or, you know, Joey Sexton, Tracy Walton, the Balkan Brothers, or, Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, you
yes.
know, when he get Lucinda and Michael.
That's right.
Who,
yeah.
you know, we always love to have there. And, God, there's so many of what I would call my favorite moments, the private interactions that I've had with some of these, and I'll call them stars. A lot of, they're
absolutely.
All stars. I can't really say, you know, on air some of the things, why they're my favorite moments.
But they were favorite
but they
moments.
Were, let's just say that they were my favorite moments privately with some of these stars. And, you know, there's some great moments. Some of these people are really just fantastic and beneficent and helpful. And again, even though they were only there to perform, they did their part and made sure everyone knew what we were about and helped move us along.
And I just interviewed Jennifer Hill, Murderous
Yes.
Chanteuse, and she had come to Performance Hub, and her daughter Scarlett
Yes.
debuted at
Yeah,
Performance Hub in
absolutely.
Torrington. I think
Another
that's a
success.
fantastic, an exciting thing.
It was an amazing night because everyone kept looking around left and right, you know, to the other patrons, like, this can't be real. She's really singing this stuff. I mean, she was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's happened so many times. Right up until literally the last night, the last open mic that we were open to the public, we had people coming up for the first time ever on stage. And they were just like, I can't believe I found this place. This is so great. Thank you so much for doing this. And wait, what? You're closing? Oh my God, no. You know, that's what it's bittersweet. It kills me to not have a physical occasion to offer to these people who need a place to be for the first time where they're not going to get booed or ignored. You know, but hey, you know.
That's just it's going to be part of the evolution of some of the things that the Performance Hub Education Foundation will be doing moving forward.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that you were part of, you assisted in there was the Torrington newspaper, or not newspaper, but a publication.
Oh, Let's Talk Torrington.
Let's Talk Torrington,
yes.
That
yes.
Ed Cannata had worked on, and you were part of that as well,
yes.
Which helped to promote some of the events that were going on in the community.
Mm-hmm.
In association, you were instrumental there with the Fuse Fest in Torrington,
right.
As well.
Yeah, I've been happy to be involved in both of those things.
Yeah. And all of those are outside of the, you know, outside of the physical location. I think when you start listing these things, when you start describing the things, people say, oh, yes, well, there's that. And oh, yeah, there's that. And oh, yeah, there's that. So, yes, there was that physical location, but there was so much more that was going on.
Yeah.
And now this gives you the opportunity to do some of that. We just have a few minutes before we go to the next break. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the ideas coming up, or do you want to save that for the third segment?
Oh, no, we can certainly talk about some of the
Why
things
we start
that we're doing.
Now? Okay.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, I look at myself as I am the hub. You know, everywhere I go, these are the kinds of things that I do. You know, you're listening.
You take ownership of that. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely.
But again, I can't do it by myself. You know, it's always a group effort, but I always have a crazy idea. And my wife, who is the business side of what we do, I'm the artist side. So I come up with these crazy ideas. She goes and pokes a whole bunch of holes in it and shows me how we can make it equitable and sustainable. But I've always been doing things like the performance labs, whether it's teaching people, you know, simply how to hold a microphone correctly in their hand, or, you know, how to feel comfortable on stage. Those are things you can't learn at a traditional, music lesson location, whether it's,
certainly,
you know,
yeah,
George's Music or Noteworthy. They can teach you the scales, but there's nobody really say, hey, you know, here's how you act on stage. You come out like this and have this many songs before you start promoting that. Or, you know, there's a whole formula and to getting people comfortable and successful themselves on stage. And those things I am continuing to do even as we were closing. You know, I have performance labs coming up this week. Some of them are private. Some of them are songwriting labs or collaborating. Some of them are literally just simple guitar lessons.
Sure.
But those things haven't even slowed down.
Right.
The more people that learn about the hub and what we can do, the more people that seem to want to get back into music or just, you know, get that confidence and security. So definitely doing the performance labs, whether it's private or being able to go to somewhere like the, the Civic Center here at Cole Park.
At Cole Park,
we'll
yes.
be able to put on some open mics and things there to add to the already great programming that the town puts on, whether it's, you know, the concerts in the park, you know, the winter concert series, anything like that. It'll just be... We'll be happy to be able to add to their programming and do some of those open mics.
Will there be any songwriting workshops in the future?
Definitely.
Okay.
We've found a huge response for that. And sometimes
that seemed to be a hallmark of the performance.
Yeah.
Hub, so.
And the people that have benefited that, whether it was Candy Kelson, who became a close friend of mine, and now she's off and she's working with Lucinda and Michael. And
that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah. Candy came from just having some poems to... you know, having her poems turned into songs and then meeting all kinds of amazing people, getting into the studio, not only recording these songs, but then starting to take vocal lessons herself and being on her own songs. It's just been a huge transformation for her. And we look forward to continuing to do that for other people as well.
That's an exciting story. An exciting
yeah. It's a dream come true.
So for people who are interested in doing just that, and maybe they're shy, maybe they have some poetry that they haven't shared with others just yet, This is it's not something that is so esoteric that you'll never be able to achieve. This is something that somebody worked at it, had the tools and resources thanks to Performance Hub, and now is taking it to the next level with the Lucinda and Michael at the
The Red
Red
Room.
Room studio. So that's fantastic. Tell you what, we're going to take a our second break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the future of Performance Hub USA Foundation, Education Foundation. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the Make Chatter. To the Mike Chatter, I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Jay Roberts, the co-founder of Performance Hub USA Education Foundation, and this is a nonprofit organization, 501c3 organization that promotes the community and promotes music within the community.
That's right.
It assists people, and we just heard a wonderful success story just as we went right before the break. A wonderful success story of someone who had poetry, wanted to see how they could move that into the music arena after working with that and making some contacts, working with you, Jay,
That's right.
on the songs, recording some songs, and then she started taking vocal lessons, and now she is working on performing her own music,
That's right.
all starting from Performance Hub, USA Education Foundation. And that's the type of education that will be helping people in the future.
Absolutely. And I think that the core of that success story is not just so much the physicality of that she gets to have songs to listen to or that she accomplished these physical things, but I think it's more of an the inward, the personal journey, because you know, people really, I think these days often have a confidence problem, self-esteem problem. And it's also when you don't know what you don't know, you can't be confident about something you just don't know. And I was so happy to be able to show Candy Kelson and so many other people that everyone has it in themselves. Everyone can learn the formula of putting, you know, pencil to paper and putting their thoughts down and making a ditty. And removing all of the judgment and the fear and the trepidation of, is it going to be good enough? Oh God, I hope it doesn't suck. Oh, they're going to laugh at me, or all these crazy things that come up in your head. And you know, you take a songwriting lab or two, and you start to realize, I've been writing songs all along, and I hear things all day long that, hey, that sounds like a song, or that sounds like a lyric, and it's really just that easy. And you write it down, and you, if you don't play an instrument, you find someone who does, and before you know it, it's like, wow, I'm a songwriter. You just have to get the right formula of somebody to encourage you and show you you can do it. And unfortunately, there's you know, I wish there were more people and organizations out there doing that for people like Candy, but that's why we're here. Absolutely.
Now, in as we discussed, that songwriting program is something that will continue
Definitely.
In the future, and hopefully with you know, in the coming year, in 2018, you'll be utilizing some of the other resources within the Torrington community, resources that you yourself have helped in the past, and now you'll be utilizing those resources like the Copark
That's right.
to house certain locations where you can provide those programmatic activities.
Yeah, right here in Co Park is just one of many places that we'll be able to host, whether it's an open mic, a songwriting lab. You know, I can also, as you know, the hub, go to people's homes or businesses and put on private seminars or sessions of any size, really. Into 2018, I'm already booked with collaboration and songwriting labs privately for a couple of different people, which is great.
That's fantastic, yeah.
I love working with individuals as well as groups, and but individuals, you know, obviously you can really hone in on what their problem is and how to get them to move forward and help build up their confidence and their self-worth.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's been great already.
And did they find you through that performance lab, or did they find or performance hub, or did they find you because of your own musical reputation?
Yeah, it mostly through the hub. As far as I mean, they're
A little
sort of
bit of both because they're the
intertwined.
same. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
Okay.
little bit intertwined, but a lot of it is somebody would say, like Candy, she'll post something online and someone says, "Wow, Candy, I knew you all these years, and like, how did all this start? How'd you get into this?" And she'll, "Oh, geez, well, Jay Roberts at the Hub." And when you say things online and people are
Word of
reading it, and
mouth.
it's word of mouth or word of social media where people can reread something and get the picture. So it's been great.
That's fantastic. For people, and speaking of word of mouth, for people who want to find out more information about Performance Hub and then find out, what some of the activities are going to be, or to contact you to find out more information about some of the services that Performance Hub USA Education Foundation can provide, where can they go? We can just
Well, the website that we have is also changing. So I would say if you went to performancehubusa.com, at the moment, that's not going to be your best resource for information as upcoming activities and such. But we're taking a short break, as it were, just to sort of regroup and finish closing off things from one end first before opening
certainly.
things on the other end. We want to do it cleanly and properly because there is that physicality to the other location. We don't want to just pull out and leave a whole bunch of mess and hooks and wire and everything everywhere for them. So, we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus, but anybody who's interested in Song Labs, anything, what we're going to be doing can contact me personally on my cell phone, which is the Hub's number. It's 860-689-5550. They can also email me at info@performancehubusa.com. And any questions you have there, you can certainly ask, and we'll be glad to get back to you. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram. Well, actually, no, we're not on Instagram anymore. That sort of got hijacked.
Oh, no.
Kind of, yeah, like a whole bunch of people that week did. So we were no different. But
Right.
we're on Facebook, and be glad to help people out there on the Facebook page. Hopefully that doesn't get hacked. But it's Performance Hub USA on the Facebook as well. And often we're posting, events and things that we're doing there. So that's probably the best and quickest and easiest way, to apprise yourself of what's going on.
So if somebody is on Facebook already, that's an easy way to find Performance Hub USA and be able to contact you, ask questions about some of the services that the Performance Hub USA Education Foundation can provide.
Definitely.
They can also reach out to you through the phone number that you provided, and also through the email, which was the info@performancehubusa.com.
Absolutely.
So that's
And I hope they do. Don't be shy. People be really surprised at what they can do once they take the barriers and the fears and the walls down of, oh, geez, this is probably gonna suck, and all that negative self-talk that people do when they're getting into these artistic endeavors. And you'd be surprised.
You can be surprised at that. We've already talked about a number of successes that have occurred thanks to the educational programming of Performance Hub USA Education Foundation, and that's only going to continue in the future, and that's exciting. Looking forward to the 2018 and everything that the foundation can provide for our
Absolutely.
community. Jay Roberts, thank you for coming in to WAPJ Torrington Community Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a very a huge pleasure as always.
Absolutely. In the coming year, I'm going to invite you back so we can talk about other aspects. Probably do a recap of your personal music, but I wanted today to be a focus on the Performance Hub and the future of it moving forward. But I'm going to ask you to come on back in 2018, and we'll be talking more about your music because I think that's fantastic as well.
Well, thanks so much, Joe.
I'm Meg Chatter is a production of WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for more. And I'm Meg Chatter from WAPJ. We thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the chat.